Read it yourself.
Read it yourself. Level 4. Fluent Reader. The Wizard of Oz. There was once a little girl called Dorothy, who lived on a farm in Kansas, in the United States. She lived with her aunt, her uncle, and her little dog, who was called Toto. One day, Dorothy's aunt and uncle were working on the farm. Dorothy was in the farmhouse with Toto. Suddenly, a tornado came and carried the farmhouse far, far away. Dorothy was on her own and very frightened.
"Where are we going to land?" she said to her little dog.
They came down in a land far away. Suddenly, a lady appeared.
"Where am I?" said Dorothy.
"You are in the Land of Oz," said the lady. "Don't be frightened. I am very pleased to see you. I am the Good Witch."
She thanked Dorothy for killing the Wicked Witch.
"What Wicked Witch?" said Dorothy.
"Look under your farmhouse," said the Good Witch.
Dorothy looked under the farmhouse. There she saw a witch with magic shoes on her feet.
"The shoes are yours now," said the Good Witch.
Suddenly, they appeared on Dorothy's own feet. It was magic.
"How do I get back home?" asked Dorothy.
"You must go to see the Wizard of Oz," said the Good Witch. "He lives in the Emerald City along the Yellow Brick Road. He can help you."
"Can you come with me?" said Dorothy.
"I can't come," said the Good Witch, "but I will be there if you need me."
So Dorothy and Toto followed the Yellow Brick Road. Soon they saw a scarecrow.
"Where are you going?" asked the scarecrow.
"We're going to the Emerald City to see the Wizard of Oz," said Dorothy.
"I'll come with you," said the scarecrow. "I want to ask the wizard for a brain so that I can think."
So Dorothy, Toto, and the scarecrow followed the Yellow Brick Road together. They saw a man made of tin.
"Are you going to see the Wizard of Oz?" asked the Tin Man.
"Yes,"
said Dorothy.
"Can I come with you?" said the Tin Man. "I want to ask the wizard for a heart so that I can love."
So they all walked along the Yellow Brick Road together. Suddenly, an angry lion appeared.
"Where are you all going?" asked the lion.
"We're going to the Emerald City to see the Wizard of Oz," said Dorothy.
"Please, can I come?" said the lion. "I get so frightened. I want to ask him for some courage."
Dorothy liked her new friends. They all happily walked along the Yellow Brick Road together. Soon, Dorothy, Toto, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion came to the Emerald City. All the city was made of emeralds. A man appeared.
"We want to see the Wizard of Oz," said Dorothy. "Please, can you take us to him?"
The man took them to an emerald room. In the emerald room, Dorothy and her new friends saw the Wizard of Oz. They were frightened.
"Please, Wizard, we need your help," said Dorothy.
"What do you want me to do?" asked the wizard.
"I'd like a brain so that I can think," said the Scarecrow.
"I'd like a heart so that I can love," said the Tin Man.
"And I'd like some courage," said the Lion.
"And what about you?" the wizard asked Dorothy. "What do you want?"
"I want to go home to Kansas," said Dorothy.
"I'll help you," said the wizard. "But first, you must kill the last wicked witch in the Land of Oz."
Dorothy and her friends went looking for the wicked witch's castle. Suddenly, the witch's flying monkeys appeared. The flying monkeys carried Dorothy, her friends, and Toto back to the witch's castle. The wicked witch wanted Dorothy's magic shoes. But Dorothy didn't give her the magic shoes, so the witch made Dorothy work in her castle. One day, the witch said,
"If you don't give me your magic shoes, I will kill your little dog."
Dorothy was very angry. She threw water on the witch.
"You wicked girl! Your water is killing me," said the wicked witch.
And she disappeared. Dorothy and her friends went back to see the Wizard of Oz.
"Please, will you help us?" said Dorothy.
So the Wizard of Oz gave a brain to the Scarecrow, a heart to the Tin Man, and some courage to the Lion. They all happily thanked the wizard.
"But what about Dorothy?" asked the Scarecrow.
"I can't help her," said the wizard. "I don't know how to get her home."
Suddenly, the Good Witch appeared.
"Dorothy," said the Good Witch, "you must ask your magic shoes to take you home."
Then she disappeared.
"Shoes, please take me home," said Dorothy.
Suddenly, she was back in the United States with her aunt and uncle. And Dorothy and Toto lived happily ever after.
How much do you remember about the story of the Wizard of Oz? Answer these questions and find out. Who does Dorothy live with? What is the name of her little dog? Who does Dorothy meet first on the yellow brick road? What does the Tin Man want from the wizard? How do Dorothy and her friends get to the Wicked Witch's castle? How does Dorothy get home again?
Read it yourself, The Wizard of Oz. Illustrated by Finbar Coyle. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2010, 2013, 2025. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2025.